Thank you for downloading our podcast. This recording has been created by the Tower of London Education Service in conjunction with the Royal Armouries to mark the opening of the exhibition Fit for a King in the White Tower. The Tower of London occupies a prominent place in our nation's history, and over the centuries it has witnessed some of the most dramatic events which have helped to shape the country we live in today. However, through this podcast series, we have opened up the archives to explore some of the less well-known stories of the Tower, giving a compelling and perhaps surprising insight into the Tower of London's role in our cultural memory.
An old man is lying in bed. He is thinking back over his life. He is a man of privilege, wealth, and power. He remembers the time he was made a prisoner in the Tower of London. A man whose family was on these shores in 1066, before the tower was even built. He was imprisoned there for being a rebel. But he is not a Scottish king or a Welsh prince, and this is not the 13th century. He is an Englishman, but he is not a papist or a reformer, and this is not the 16th century. He is a politician, and this is the 19th century. And this man is Sir Francis Burdett. He is a man of the people. Some have said of him, he is too much a philosopher to be happy, or to make happy. He has said of himself, the best part of my character is a strong feeling of indignation at injustice and oppression, and a lively sympathy with the suffering of my fellows. And because he grew so quickly in the world of politics, others have likened him to a mushroom. As a boy, he was expelled from Westminster School for taking part in a rebellion. As a young man, he travelled through Europe for 2 years and found himself in Paris during the early days of the French Revolution. Once a rebel, always a rebel. He fought against the establishment, for the common man, for human rights. He opposed corruption in government. He supported freedom of the press fervently. And that's what got him into trouble. In April 1810, he was found guilty of breach of privilege, following his use of forceful and provocative language in a letter to the Westminster electors. The letter was published in William Cobbett's Political Register. It denounced the government's suppression of the press. A warrant was served for his arrest. He didn't recognise its legality. He even barricaded himself inside his own home. People took to the streets in support of Sir Francis. They wanted to protect him, to defend him as they felt he had defended them. The mob grew, tempers flared. At first only insults were thrown, then punches, then rocks. Riots broke out. Troops were called in. People died. Eventually he was seized and taken to the tower. He was held from the 13th of April until the 21st of June. During this time, three biographies of Sir Francis were published, souvenirs were made, and his popularity grew and grew. There were plans to expel him from the House of Commons, but the government were afraid of a national outcry if they did. Sir Francis Burdett was at the height of his political powers, and all it took was to be locked up in the Tower of London. When he was released, he returned to Westminster by river. This disappointed his followers, the Burdettites as they were now known. But he didn't want a procession. He didn't want crowds. He didn't want riots. That was not his last time in prison. In August 1819, a crowd of 60,000 people had gathered for a political meeting at St. Peter's Field, Manchester. The army was present. Tensions began to rise and the cavalry charged. Fifteen people were killed and 700 injured. Burdett wrote a letter strongly condemning the Peterloo massacre and called upon the gentlemen of England to join the masses in protest meetings. For this, he was prosecuted for libel, found guilty, fined £2,000, and sent to Marshalsea Prison. No crowds came this time. No biographies were published. No souvenirs were produced. His popularity was waning. At the time, it was stated in the press, the institution he had defended on numerous occasions, that the mind of the people had marched, and Sir Francis had not been disposed to march with it. But he didn't need crowds, biographies, or souvenirs. He had his principles, his ideas, his beliefs. And these stayed with him throughout his entire life, right until the very end. An old man is lying in bed. He is thinking back over his life. He is dying. His wife, Sophia, died 10 days ago. He has refused all food since then. He knows he will join her soon. Sir Francis Burdett faces his death as he faced his life. On his own terms.
Hello, my name is Bridget Clifford and I'm the Royal Armoury's Keeper of Collections at the Tower of London. This podcast is based around material featured in our new display, Prisoners and Punishment, on the top floor of the White Tower. Sir Francis Burdett is not our most famous Tower prisoner, and his relatively brief stay in the Tower from April to June 1810 has lapsed into obscurity. But in this bicentenary year, perhaps we should look again at the radical MP who campaigned for the freedom of the press to report parliamentary speeches. In 1810, the ghastly spectre of the French Revolution and Madame la Guillotine were still very fresh in the minds of the ruling classes. Burdett's great popular support must have been very worrying. Amongst the commemorative ware on display are a number of pottery jugs sporting pictures of the MP and supportive slogans. I don't imagine many of us would consider demonstrating our political allegiance by pouring milk into our early morning cuppa from jugs decorated with pictures of today's politicians. Perhaps the accompanying cheap and cheerful base metal medallions that could be worn as a public demonstration of support are more familiar, as they are not that far away from modern badges.
Historic Royal Palaces is the independent charity that looks after the Tower of London, Hampton Court Palace, the Banqueting House, Kensington Palace and Kew Palace. We help everyone explore the story of how monarchs and people have shaped society in some of the greatest palaces ever built. We receive no funding from the government or the Crown, so we depend on the support of our visitors, members, donors, volunteers and sponsors. The Tower of London Education Service provides both formal and informal education at the Tower. Each year we welcome over 100,000 education visitors to the Tower, helping them to explore the stories of this magnificent palace and fortress. For more information, please visit our website at www.hrp.org.uk.